Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, you recently went on another one of your magical mystery tours on a motorbike, the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it is a ride that I've wanted to go on for a little while, and it is, as it suggests, it's people, and it's really aimed at people who ride classic bikes, vintage bikes, and there's a real movement out at the moment of having retro bikes. So most of the big brands out there now are making bikes. So, you know, people back in the 70s, for example, remember the Quacker 900s, the Kawasaki 900s, and the Honda CB754s, and those sort of real classic 70s bikes, but even earlier. But now a lot of companies are making new bikes which resemble the old bikes. Now, I have a beautiful old Honda CB500 Twin 1976, which I'm restoring at the moment, and I couldn't ride that one. But a mate of mine lent me his Triumph Bonneville, which is a new bike, again, a retro bike, but and I rode that, so thank you to him. But a mate of mine who lives in Melbourne, and we grew up doing athletics together, he had, unfortunately, his sister passed away a few weeks ago, and he wanted to come, and he actually bought a Royal Enfield for his dad, and his dad is in his 70s. Wow. and had a Royal Enfield back in the day, and still actually has it, but... So Darren, Peter and I said, look, I'd love to ride with you. Can I come and ride? And so I joined the group and I rode with them. So that was fun. But they all ride Royal Enfields, which, again, haven't really changed. They're just beautiful, classic-looking bikes, but new. So it's all around the world now, and it was a great day.
Well, just to explain to the listeners, Distinguished Gentlemen's Ride. So what are you dress up in? Obviously not your leathers.
Well, it was basically the idea is to be dapper, and so there was great different clothes out there. So people dress up in suits and tweed and waistcoats and all sorts of. When you stop for your breaks, there's all sorts of hats come out, and the old riding leather
gloves. And it was a really spectacular scene just to see all the men and women, and that even though it's Distinguished Gentlemen's Ride, there are men and women riding.
And just, we had over 430 plus riders here in Adelaide, and just to be there in the morning in the city, we started at Ebenezer Place, which is a cool little place off Rundle Street. So you can imagine in the back lanes there, 400 plus bikes all parked, all looking beautiful, and men and women dressed up looking very dapper in all sorts of gear. And I think I certainly went around the op shops in Gawler looking for some clothes to wear. And I imagine many of the op shops have been...
Well, Sean, that's what I wanted to ask you. Did you purchase your gear at the Salvation Army or the big man shop?
Well, I ended up having to wear my own clothes because trying to find stuff in the Salvos or any of the op shops, which do a great job that fit me, I found very difficult.
Well, to paint a picture for listeners, Sean is still... 6'10". You don't get any shorter as you get older. What are you?
I'm 6'6".
Oh, you look like 6'10" to me, mate. Maybe I've shrunk.
Well, you might be standing in a hole, but and I haven't lost much weight either.
No, that's a nice way of saying you've put a little bit on.
I might have just a little bit, you know. Good paddock now, good pasture.
So just to answer me this, is that a muscle, I say, or a bit of fat hanging off the shoulder?
A bit of both, actually.
So anyway, 430-odd riders. Now, I believe it was on September 30. Isn't that when they had the bay to Birdwood on?
It is the same day, and so I love the old cars as well. And it was great. We started in the city, as I said, and we made our way down to the beach, down Donald Brabham Drive. And as we were going through the city, there were some of the cars coming through. So the street, it was really interesting because the streets were lined with people, I think mostly to see... The Bay to Burwood, obviously, which was a great day.
No, two for the price of one, mate.
But
sure.
He did, and you all of a sudden you could see, because here's like these motorbike after motorbike with all these people dressed up. There was one guy who was hilarious. He had, the whole time he rode with a pipe hanging out of his mouth. It was, not that it was lit, but it was, so I think it was a real spectacle, and you could see people stopping in the streets, taking their pictures and using their phones to video or photograph all of us guys riding.
Now, I believe the Distinguished Gentleman's Ride started about 2012 and a Sydney guy, Mark Howa, H-A-W-W-A, was the instigator. And how many riders are there nowadays? I think there was 2,564 cities in the first year. What are the stats nowadays?
Well, last year, there was 94,000 riders worldwide.
94,000.
Yeah. In over 90 countries and over 500 cities. And so it's something that's really caught off. And it is interesting, you know, like it's aimed obviously looking, and the reason it started was to raise awareness for prostate cancer, because that's obviously a big thing that affects men. And so men and motorcycles, and again, it's not just for men, but it's the idea to raise awareness for men's health. And they also now link up with the Movember group, which look at men's mental health. And so it's now, because, you know, mental health and has been, it's an ongoing problem in our society. And often what we find is that men aren't prepared to talk about those issues. And so raising awareness and getting people out together. And that's the thing, you know, I found I've been into motorbikes now for 5 or 6 years, but when you're out on your bike and you meet other guys and girls and
you just have a common interest. So you chat and talk. And like in the morning there in Ebenezer Place, there was just people walking around. You would stop and admire people's bikes and have a chat to them. And it was such a friendly, happy environment.
And I know myself, you know, you can be having a rough week or whatever, but you get out on your motorbike and go for a ride and it really does sort of release stuff. It just frees you up and it's a great experience. So I think we can share that experience. And you know, there's more people out there thinking about those issues and talking about them. And, of course, then men like us are more likely to make some better choices.
You know, sort of getting back to the actual day of the ride, when you got there, when you arrived at Ebenezer Place, how many bikes were already there and what did the scene look like to you?
It was real car atmosphere. Like, you're just riding in there, and we got there a little bit later. Like, they started, I think, about 8:30. The ride was due to start at 10, so getting people in there and marshalling people in. And so to ride through, we got to ride through most of the crowd and all of the bikes to park around, and we actually parked near Rundle Street, so we were at the front to sort of start off the ride, which was exciting, even though we were a bit worried about where we were supposed to go. But to ride through all and just see all these people, it was just, again, like there was three-piece suits, there was dinner suits, there was all sorts of hairdos and leather gear. It was just people got all dressed up, and it was just a fun, really fun time in the morning.
You know, the thing is, like we said, this has only been going for a handful of years, but it sounds like something that in future they can coordinate a little bit with the Bay to Burwood and events like that, because, you know, the awareness for prostate cancer for men and men's health issues is something which has probably been, it's come to the fore a little bit in recent years, but an awareness is what we need to promote. And with the popularity of the Bay to Burwood and the amount of older people in the age that sort of are struck down by some of these prostate cancer issues and men's issues, it probably would be a good hand-in-hand partnership.
I think so, and I mean it'd be interesting where they do end up. It was good being on the same day. I mean, I love both of those things, so you couldn't be at both, but certainly to be riding in one direction and seeing the old vintage classic cars going the other direction was a highlight. And you're right, I think, you know, it's unfortunately we know that men, especially in our age group, aren't great at asking for help. We aren't great at going to the doctor when we think something's wrong. And I'm hoping that's changing. I think there is a generational change, and I think there's a lot more awareness of health issues, whether it's physical or mental health, and that's only going to be good for everybody. But you're right, in that sort of, there's certainly, and the other thing probably nice about that sort of ride, there was certainly many, I would call, young hipsters there, and there was some, and that's great because there is a real retro classic scene. And I think as time goes on and things become more, you know, technologically advanced and so on, there is this real feel that I want to just get back to the good old days in that sense when it was a little bit different. And so to see a lot of young guys and girls riding, and then, but there was probably also a lot of guys my age and your age, a little bit older than me, but there was a real mix. And again, when we stopped down at Semaphore and everyone's just wandering around having a chat and looking at bikes and talking about common interests. And then we rode up through the beach and up through Port Adelaide and went back to the Highway Inn, and everyone there had a meal and a couple of drinks and, again, socialised.
I do appreciate that little stab about my age, mate, but, you know, I've got a brother your age, so we're like brothers, mate.
Of course, you know, and We've both got grey in our hair. I mean, I don't have any hair on my head, but you and I have on my face. So, you know, we share some things in common.
Well, next time I have a haircut, I'll save a bit for you, mate.
I appreciate it.
So, any plans to do this yourself next year again?
Oh, definitely. I can't wait to get there next year on my bike. I said my Honda. And I looked around, I didn't see any other 500 twins. So there was plenty of the 554s and the smaller bikes and plenty of the 750s. But again, there was just all sorts of bikes there from every manufacturer and a lot of custom bikes too, which I love to look at. So I would definitely be going back next year and I'll keep going. It was a great day.
Yeah, I know a few years ago in South Australia, there were some laws about motorbikes sort of riding together in certain numbers, and you're talking about 430 motorbikes. That would be a little bit scary, mate.
I think there might be a slight difference between outlaw motorcycle groups and the group that gathered on. And there certainly are different motorcycle groups out there now who do great for the community. And so I think that's people to remember. And I think also people are probably used to seeing maybe big groups of motorcycles with lots of leather and so on. But when you're seeing lots of tweed, it's maybe a bit of a different feel.
Well, my comment was obviously tongue-in-cheek, but the thing is sort of a lot of my friends and a lot of people I respect ride motorbikes, so obviously there must be something to it. And obviously you ride a motorbike, so it couldn't be all bad, mate.
No, look, it is a great pastime. It's one of those things, again, it's a bit of a risk, but if you ride sensibly and safely and you learn to pay a lot of attention when you're out on the road, and then I think you're reasonably safe.
Well, I look forward to your next adventure on a motorbike, and so ends another Cut and Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.